Hello, and welcome to another episode of Breaking the Capsule. Here we open the capsule on several health conditions and concerns that may help you gain knowledge to better your well-being. How's it going, Nan?
Not too bad today. Just staying indoor because of the rain. Did anything affect your house, like power outage or anything like that?
We had a bit of a power outage a couple of days ago when the winds were really strong, but yeah. What about you?
No, nothing, but the street right behind me has outage, and then the wind is so strong, so it sort of destroyed my outdoor benches cover, so it's torn apart. So I need to go bunning and buy another set probably tomorrow or something. I mean, it's like 20 bucks anyway, so nothing major.
Yeah,
but just sad.
But everyone's safe.
Yeah, safe. Was hoping, you know, power outage at work, so don't have to go, but still have to go. Yeah, because apparently the street across my store, like power outage, but yeah, not the store.
So it always appears to be just across the road from you.
Yeah, always. So it's lucky for me, but you know, just all.
Maybe you should stand on the other side of where you want the power to go out, and then maybe it'll go out.
That's a good idea, actually. Good idea.
Based on patterns?
Yeah. Wait, with the rain like that, how's your solar panel? Because I heard you install a new set.
Oh, yeah. So just got them in time for winter. So the peak time that you want to get solar panels is when it's all cloudy and rainy. But it's gone all right. It's because last week was pretty good. But got to wait till summer.
But you know what's funny? Like last year, well, basically, because I've been at this house for like almost a year now, I actually pay less power bill during winter time.
Oh, really?
Compared to summertime. Like, summers, I definitely, you know, create more power, but then because of aircon and everything like that. During winter time last year, I think only paid like $20. Or more.
Oh, really? $20 for your bill?
Yeah, I think a split between me and Mallory's, but it's only $20 between us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's in winter, but then like in summer we pay more, so I don't know.
I guess you're using more appliances maybe, but...
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, so can't really tell.
See how we go this year then.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, shall we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. So as we mentioned last week, I don't think we mentioned last week. Mention last week off air. We're going to talk about osteoarthritis this week because it hit my mind because I think I have osteoarthritis because... it's true though because you know how I torn my ACL and meniscus a few years back? And they say that if you torn your meniscus, you have very high chance of getting osteoarthritis. And every time during winters, my left knee where the injury happened, I always get like achy and sore and stiff.
Okay.
So I think that's like early sign of osteoarthritis.
Okay. So I guess we could go through this and then at the end be like, does it sound like you've got OA or...
Yeah, okay. Can do that.
Yeah, let's tick it off and see what happens.
So some stat about the OA is basically it occurs when the cartilage inside the joint breakdowns causing pain and stiffness. People over 45 years old are more likely to be at risk, but young people can have it, like me, for example. Exercise is one of the best ways to manage osteoarthritis. It is one of the most common form of arthritis, even more than rheumatoid. It's most likely, as we said, developed in people over age of 45. It's once thought to be an inevitable part of becoming old, result of a lifetime of wear and tear on joints. However, it's now understood that OA is more complex than what we thought, and it may occur as a result of many other factors. The good news is a lot of these factors can be prevented.
So let's talk a little about the joints themselves. So the joints are places where your bones meet. So your bones, muscles, ligaments, and tendons all work together so that you can bend, twist, stretch, and move around. So the ends of your bones are covered in a thin layer of cartilage. It acts like a slippery cushion absorbing shock and helping your joints move smoothly. So the joints wrapped around a tough capsule filled with synovial fluid. And this fluid lubricates and nourishes the cartilage and the other structures in the joint. So with osteoarthritis, the cartilage can become brittle and starts breaking down. So some pieces of the cartilage may even break away and float around inside the synovial fluid. Because the cartilage no longer has a smooth, even surface, the joint becomes stiff and then it becomes painful as you move around. Eventually, the cartilage can break down so much that it no longer cushions the two bones. So your body tries to repair this damage by creating extra bone, which are called bone spurs. So the bone spurs don't always cause symptoms, but they can sometimes cause pain and restrict your joint movement. Sounding familiar yet?
Yeah, it is. Because the meniscus is also the cushioning part between the two bones. So I think that's why it's happening. So the symptoms is, I mean, it's pretty obvious from what we heard before. So joint stiffness, especially in the morning and winter time. Joint swelling, inflammations. I don't think I have that yet. Grinding, rubbing, and crunching sensation. Joint pain, muscle weakness. And causes of that, as we said, people above 45 years old are more at risk. Being overweight or obese because there's a lot of pressures on those joints. Family history of osteoarthritis. Significant injury damage or overuse of joint. We already covered that with my injury.
Yep.
So how do you diagnose it?
So if you're experiencing joint pain, it's important that you discuss your symptoms with your doctor. Getting a diagnosis as soon as possible means the treatment can start quicker. So early treatment will give you the best possible outcomes. So to diagnose your condition, your doctor will take your medical history. So this will include finding out your symptoms, how long you've had them, and what makes them better or worse. And they'll also examine the affected joints. So the use of imaging such as X-rays, ultrasound or MRI, and blood tests are not routinely used to diagnose OA, but they may sometimes be needed if they're a bit uncertain around what the diagnosis actually is. Radiological findings of osteoarthritis are common in asymptomatic individuals, particularly if they're on the older side, and in isolation do not indicate the need for management. They, even in symptomatic patients, radiological findings of osteoarthritis may not explain the patient's symptoms or reflect the severity of the symptoms. In terms of treatment, there's no cure for osteoarthritis, but it can be managed effectively, like Jan said, using exercise, weight loss, medications, and in some cases, you can do surgery.
Yeah. So in terms of exercise, I mean, everyone should exercise in a way, but it's very important and effective part of controlling osteoarthritis. Regular exercise can help reduce some of the symptoms like pain, stiffness, and improve the joint mobility and strength. Cartilage doesn't have a blood supply, so it relies on the synovial fluid moving in and out of the joints for nourishment and to remove any waste. Exercise that involve moving your joints through their range of movement will also help maintain the flexibility that often lost as a result of osteoarthritis. Strengthening the muscle around the joint as well is also important so that one part of the joint doesn't have to carry too much weight or carry the work of other part. The stronger they are, the more they can support and protect the joints. Exercise can also help ease the pain and stiffness, improve balance and postures, help you sleep better, help your mood, maintain healthy weight. So definitely talk to your doctors, physiotherapists, or exercise physiologists about, you know, suitable exercise for you and a program to help with the osteoarthritis.
So as we discussed earlier, managing your weight is one of the best ways. So being overweight or obese increases your risk of developing osteoarthritis and the severity of your condition as well. So additional weight increases pressure on your joints, especially your weight-bearing joints. So these are your hips, knees, and feet, which is likely to cause further pain and joint damage. The amount of overall fat you carry is also important because fat releases molecules that contribute to low but persistent levels of inflammation across your whole body. So in return, this increases the level of inflammation in the joints affected by osteoarthritis. So for these reasons, maintaining a healthy weight is important if you have osteoarthritis. And like Nan said, contacting a doctor, a dietitian is a safe way to lose weight.
So those are the lifestyle options to help with osteoarthritis. But once you've done all that, you see up the symptoms, and that's where we'll start with the medications. And depends on the symptom, your doctors might recommend you to take some medications. Can either be over-the-counters or prescription stuff. So the first one is like pain relievers, for mild one like paracetamol, Panadol. So you can use that. So in the market, they have the Panadol Osteo. So those are a little bit stronger than the conventional paracetamol, where they have 665 milligram compared to 500 milligram. And it's also a slow release. So it gives you like long lasting pain relief effect compared to conventional tablet. Another group of medication is the NSAID. So like your ibuprofen, Voltaren, naproxen, etc. is also to help with inflammation and also pain relief. You can also use cream and gel on those areas as well. Those to help reduce the side effects systemically because it's only absorbed topically on those areas. Sometimes doctors can recommend you to get some cortisone injection. For people who still have the significant pain after exercise and over-the-counter medications. However, you can't inject this too often, can only be done like about 4 times a year on those affected joints. A few others, medication options can be opioid, so very strong opioid like codeine, oxycodone, but is rarely being used and doesn't have have limited role in the management of osteoarthritis because it's generally not that painful and there's high risk with those medication as well. And the next one is complementary options.
Yep. So these are your natural options. So you've got fish oil, glucosamine, and chondroitin, which are commonly used for treatments for osteoarthritis. So there was a recent trial that compared an anti-inflammatory dose of fish oil with a low dose of fish oil in patients with knee osteoarthritis and found a reduction in pain and improvement in physical function in both groups. But the anti-inflammatory dose of fish oil offered no benefit over the low dose fish oil. So there is conflicting evidence regarding a symptom benefit with a combination of glucosamine and chondroitin in patients with painful knee osteoarthritis, with some studies suggesting a small benefit and others showing no benefit. Although at the end of the day, it comes to each to their own, your body might be different to the ones that were in the study, so you might find that those options might be the way to go for you.
Yep.
So then we've got self-management.
So there's many things you can do to manage your osteoarthritis. So see a physio, therapists, so they can provide you techniques to improve movement and reduce pain and also give you an exercise program as well. Talk to an occupational therapist that can give advice on pacing yourself and managing fatigue and how to modify your daily activities both at home and work. Try relaxation techniques like muscle relaxation, meditations, visualizations, grab a gadget like walking aid, specialized cooking utensil, ergonomic computer equipment, and long-handled shoe horns can reduce joint strain as well. Again, have healthy diet, and also taping, so patella taping on the knee, knee braces, and orthotic may be useful if you have osteoarthritis in the knees or feet.
And the last option
is surgery.
Yep. So in some cases, surgery may be necessary if the joint is very painful or there is a risk of losing joint function. So surgical options for hip and knee osteoarthritis include osteotomy and joint replacement. So around 30% of patients with knee osteoarthritis will require surgery. And this figure is likely to be higher for patients with hip osteoarthritis. So while awaiting surgery, we'll just go through it again. Patients should be encouraged to persist with lifestyle measures. So this is your weight loss and exercise, as a higher preoperative level of functioning may improve outcomes from surgery and will enable better participation in post-operative rehabilitation. So weight loss before surgery is often recommended because obesity increases the risk of perioperative complications, delays the benefits of surgery, and is associated with higher rates of surgical revision.
Yep. So I think those osteoarthritis in the capsules, it's a short, small topic, but it's really really important because it's very high numbers of people with arthritis, osteoarthritis. So it's important to raise awareness. And if you do everything right, it should help improve your daily lifestyle. Do you have anything else to add on?
No, that's about it.
All right. So again, if you like this episode, be sure to subscribe and follow us on our social media. And if you have any question, just drop us an email as well at contact@breakingthecapsule.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you then.
Bye.
All of the information provided on this podcast is for educational purposes only. If you have any questions, please see your healthcare professional.